Welcome to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message entitled Worthy is given by Pastor Bob Geckler. A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him." I would guess that if we were to dig into each of our backgrounds, we would find something not so nice. Not necessarily criminal, but at least something we are not very proud of. I know there are things in my past I am not proud of, but none of us can change our pasts. We must live with them and move on. That's easy to say, but not so easy to do. Those dark areas cloud our lives far more than we should let them. Certainly, we should try to make things right, but we cannot dwell on the past, nor can we live in it. The centurion said, "I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you." Might we say the same thing? Are any of us really worthy of approaching our Lord? I know I am not. Jesus sat with people of low esteem, unethical tax collectors, prostitutes, liars, and others that society had cast aside. He went to them just as he comes to us. They were not worthy of his concern, but yet he was there for them, just as he is present for us in our darkest times. We are a people covered in sin and unrighteousness. No way are we worthy of Jesus being by our sides. When the elders came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him." He is worthy of having you do this for him. Really? Can anyone really be worthy of God's gifts, or even more, of God's favor? He was a good man. He did his civic duty and was an active part of his religious community. But he was still a sinner, just like you and me. All of us have our failings and faults, and we are all sinners, one way or another. Amen. But as Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God didn't wait until we were perfect. And that's probably a good thing, as it would have been a long and lonely wait. Jesus came to us in our human condition as sinful people. The centurion wasn't worthy of Jesus' help any more than we are. Yet Jesus did help him. That love came to us from God through His Son, Jesus. It isn't something we can ever be worthy of. It is a gift given by the love and grace of God.
Amen.
That is something the world needs to know. That God loves them regardless of who they are and welcomes them home. Yet even shortly after Jesus left His time with us on this little planet, there were those who wanted to twist and manipulate the gospel for their own purposes. Something we heard about in our reading from Paul's letter to the Galatian people. The message Paul preached, the gospel message of Jesus, was not simply his opinion. It was a message of God's love, which he received through Christ. Like Paul, we strive to preach that message of Jesus' love, of God's incredible love for the entire world. We are not trying to please everyone. We can't. But we are trying to be faithful servants of Christ. The scriptures are clear that there will be those who will try to pervert God's message to us, and that we need to be constantly on our guard against such things. We need to check what we are told against the scriptures and against the teachings of Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
We may never be truly worthy, but I hope that we will be sincerely faithful. Amen. And please be with me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are not worthy of your presence, yet you come to us in our times of need. Help us to do our very best to be faithful to your word and your teachings. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to A Light for Today from the Light of Christ Community Church in Lehigh Acres, Florida. The message, entitled Worthy, was given by Pastor Bob Geckler. Our church gathers for worship and fellowship Sundays at 12 noon in the middle building of the First Presbyterian Church, located at 60 Bell Boulevard in Lehigh Acres. You can contact us by email at locc.lehigh@yahoo.com. And now, may the love and grace of our Lord Jesus dwell within you.